One day after the guilty verdicts came down in the murder of George Floyd, Connecticut activists took to the street looking to address people in the suburbs. Connecticut Public Radio's Frankie Graziano walked with them and has this report.
The demonstration began in Hartford in front of the governor's residence. It continued on Route 44, where traffic was briefly stopped, and ended up at Bishop's Corner in West Hartford.
We marching, boom, boom, boom. All white folks, boom, boom, boom. They murdered, boom, boom, boom. George Floyd.
Cornell Lewis organized this march. He wants to make white people in the suburbs confront systemic racism, sending a message that it doesn't end with the conviction of Derek Chauvin.
We want them to say what we've been saying, that something is wrong.
Ashley Kao didn't know she'd be protesting today.
I was driving just when they got here. Immediately I wanted to join in, so as soon as I could park my car, I came and joined the protest.
Kao grew up near West Hartford. She says it took her moving on to college to come to grips with the subtle racism she endured there.
Here, especially in a predominantly white town, they need to work on that.
About a dozen people showed up to join in the walk. Some carried homemade riot shields, some Black Lives Matter flags. They're expected to go out again this weekend. Frankie Graziano, Connecticut Public Radio.